We're here today as legislators because we believe our primary responsibility is to protect the taxpayer and to be responsible with the resources that we've been entrusted with. When you look at Oklahoma's tax credit, to me it looks like a block of Swiss cheese with no rhyme or reason whatsoever for all the holes and the cutouts that exist. We believe it's time to clean up our state's tax code. We believe it's time to wipe the slate clean and start all over. The plan today that we're going to outline will result in a better tax credit system that leads to economic growth without wasting taxpayer dollars. But I want to say, get ready, because as soon as we speak a word of this proposal, you can bet that the special interest groups are going to start lobbying tooth and nail in defense of their various tax credits. The truth of the matter is, our message is plain and simple. It's about the taxpayer. If the credits if a tax credit exists that meets the criteria, if it is useful, and it presents a net benefit to the state of Oklahoma, it meets the constitutional criteria, then it stays. If it doesn't, then it goes. With the plan that we're going to roll out today, we're simply saying that a tax credit should benefit the taxpayer more than it costs them.